Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The surging COVID-19 pandemic is hitting Park County's vulnerable population especially hard, according to County Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen. As of Friday, there were 192 active cases reported in the county, with 40 cases diagnosed in just the previous 24-hour period. Residents of Powell's Rocky Mountain Manor are being especially hard hit, with several older patients requiring hospitalization due to the virus. Park County schools are also seeing significant increases in positive tests, although no one is calling for schools to be closed yet. The fear of transmission has prompted officials to extend the mask mandate for Park County through at least January 8th, and they're calling for citizens to scale back holiday celebrations in order to slow the spread. Slick highway conditions and excessive speed are being looked at as the cause of a fatal crash on the Powell-Cody Highway last Wednesday, a crash that took the life of 34-year-old Dylan Ray and closed the busy highway for over an hour. Ray was westbound in his Nissan Xterra when he failed to negotiate an icy curve in the road, sliding into the eastbound lane and colliding with a tanker truck. Ray, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was immediately taken to Cody Regional Health, but they were unable to revive him. It was the 120th highway fatality in Wyoming for 2020.
Are you buckled up? You should be. It could save your life. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in the vehicle. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Remember to wear your seatbelt low and snug across your hips, and never tuck the belt under your arm or behind your back. Buckle up for life, Wyoming. It's really that important.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More fake $100 bills are being passed in and around Jackson. Authorities now believe two men are the culprits and have released images taken from security cameras in an effort to identify the subjects, made all the harder thanks to Teton County's mask mandate. Fake bills have also been discovered in Afton, and officials believe it may be the same two men. Jackson and Afton law enforcement have been working together to identify the pair, and they are urging business owners to run refresher courses for employees to better spot the fake bills. They stress the seriousness of the crime, reminding people of the consequences of passing fake money. Each count could earn the lawbreaker 20 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000. The Laramie County Fire District No. 8 has announced that a 100-gallon gasoline tank and electric pump were stolen from its Gilcrest station on County Road 110. The station is located off Happy Jack Road, east of Kirkcaldy State Park. The agencies believe the theft occurred sometime in the last 2 weeks. The gas had been kept at the remote location in order to keep apparatus fueled and ready in a moment's notice. Now, each truck will be unavailable for over an hour each time it needs to be refueled. The agency says it has little confidence the tank will be returned. A report has been filed with the Laramie County Sheriff's Office. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.